welcome to Daily Inspiration. This is Felty with your Daily Inspiration today and starting another week. So hopefully I'll be able to get on here every day and share something. We'll try to share something that will be an encouragement, something that will inspire us. It's a daily inspiration, and what's more inspiring than the Word of God? So we'll be looking at the Word of God, of course, every day, and looking at the lessons and examples in the Word. This thought for this week is going to kind of somewhat randomly just choose seven characters from the Bible, seven people that we can read about in the Scriptures and draw something from their life that might be encouragement to us on different topics in different areas of our life. So for today, I'm just going to start out with Abraham and the faith that he had. He's given as an example of great faith, and this is summarized for us in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. We start reading about Abraham in verse 8. And it says, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going." So Abraham, what Abraham knew, as far as we know, is that God had called him to go to a place that he would receive as an inheritance, and he perhaps had been told that his children would, be multiplied and would be a blessing and so forth. But he did not see this land. Before he started his move, he didn't have pictures of it that we're aware of. It says that he didn't know where he was going. So he started out. He trusted God. He placed his trust and his faith in the Lord, who was able to lead him and help him on the journey. And that's certainly a good example for us today when we know where we need to go, or we know that God has a call on our lives. Maybe He wants us to change in a certain area. Maybe we've become aware that God is calling us to change in a certain area of our life, and we know we need to go there, and we need to change. But we don't know how that's going to, how it's going to work if we change in this area. And it comes down to, do we trust God that when we obey, it will work out? Or do we think that our own understanding is more dependable? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, it says in Proverbs, and lean not on your own understanding. That is what it comes down to in this matter of faith, is do we place our trust in the Lord and trusting that the things that He says will come to pass, or do we place our trust in our own understanding, our own brains, our own minds, that we need to think this through and we need to figure this out to its conclusion to see whether it's going to work or not. Abraham didn't know by reason of his own understanding, whether this would work out or not. He trusted the Lord. There was a time then when he was tested. It appeared to not be working out. He did end up going to Egypt and spent some time there. However, he did return from there, and I think he learned his lesson that time. The other thing that really stands out as an example of faith, and we have numerous examples here, even in the book of Hebrews, and certainly if we were to read the account of Abraham's life, there would be even more examples of faith. Excuse me, but one that really stands out here is where it says in verse 17 of Hebrews 11, that by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "And Isaac, your seed shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. So in his heart, he had given him up as dead. And so when he passed the test there, and the angel of the Lord halted the action, then he, in a figurative sense, he received him back from the dead, since he had already given him up, and concluded that God would be able to raise him up from the dead. Because here he had what seemed to be an impossible situation. It was said of Isaac, in Isaac your seed shall be called, that Isaac was the promised son. And it would be through Isaac that he would have many descendants. So he had that promise, and now he had a command from the Lord to sacrifice his son. So it was an impossible situation to the human understanding. But Abraham continued to place his trust in the Lord and give the responsibility give the responsibility to God. God had said that in Isaac your seed shall be called, and now God was saying, sacrifice your son Isaac. So Abraham trusted the Lord that if God asked him to sacrifice Isaac, then the responsibility of bringing about the many descendants whose number cannot be counted, and that this would be through Isaac, the responsibility of bringing that about returned to God. And Abraham, the only conclusion that he could come up with in his mind was that God would have to raise him up from the dead. And so, of course, we know how the story went. God halted the sacrifice there before he made that fatal stroke with the knife. But again, we can be faced with what look like impossible situations where this doesn't look to be a way forward. And here is where we again have a choice to make. Do we place our faith and our trust in God and give the responsibility to him of working things out? But understanding that if we
simply do what he calls us to do, he will do the rest. Sometimes that's hard. Many times that's a difficult choice, because again, the dependency is for us to place our trust and our faith in our own understanding and in the words of men rather than the Word of God. But the Word of God is what has stood the test of time, has been proven true, has been proven faithful. God has been proven faithful, and we can trust him. And we need to exercise faith. The beginning here of Hebrews 11, see here, not sure which verse it is. Anyway, I thought it's here in Hebrews 11, but can't find it at the moment. But without faith, okay, here it is in verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. It's impossible to please God without faith. So if we have everything else in order, but no faith, we cannot have the, we cannot have things in our favor in God's eyes, because it is not possible to please him without faith. So let's press on in faith, choosing to believe the Word of God, choosing to believe that what God has said, what he has promised, will come to pass, and choosing to believe that when he asks us to do something, it is best to trust him and obey, rather than trusting our own, leaning on our own understanding. For the Lord will bless those who humble themselves and place their trust in him. The Lord bless you.